Hachette Audio presents The Obsidian Chamber, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, read by René Auberjonois. Dedication. Lincoln Child dedicates this book to his mother Nancy. Douglas Preston dedicates this book to Churchill Alangwe. Even in our sleep, pain, which cannot forget, falls drop by drop upon the heart, until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom, through the awful grace of God. Aeschylus, Agamemnon, as paraphrased by Robert F. Kennedy. Prologue. November 8th. Proctor eased open the double doors of the library to allow Mrs. Trask to pass through with a silver tray laden with a mid-morning tea service. The room was dim and hushed, lit only by the fire that guttered in the hearth. Before it, sitting in a wing chair, Proctor could see a motionless figure, indistinct in the faint light. Mrs. Trask walked over and placed the tray on a side table next to the chair.
"I thought you might like a cup of tea, Miss Green," she said.
"No, thank you, Mrs. Trask," came Constance's low voice.
"It's your favorite, jasmine, first grade. I also brought you some madeleines. I baked them just this morning. I know how fond you are of them."
"I'm not particularly hungry," she answered.
"Thank you for your trouble."